Zvachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, 2-2, and now the Mishnah will turn its attention to two other machshavos, thoughts, that will render an offering invalid. Those are known as the chutz l'makomo, having the thought regarding the wrong place, and chutz l'zmano, the wrong time. Let me just give the parameters of this first, then the Mishnah will actually elaborate really at great length on this. So, again, it's the four essential blood avodas, the shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika, where this is applicable, not before, not afterwards. And if during any of those four stages, a person thinks that the korban will be eaten, now, eaten meaning consumed, and it can be there's two sets of consumption. There's the Mizbeach, the altar which consumes the Emurim, the sacrificial parts, and there's the Kohanim, or the Bilim, or both, who are consuming, they're eating the sacrificial meat. If a thought passed through the head of the person who was doing the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, that the consumption of either the eating of the Mizbeach or the people will happen in the wrong place, meaning outside of essentially the Azara, or for Kachim Kalim could be eating outside of Yerushalayim, or the wrong time, meaning that there's certain deadlines. If you think you're going to offer the blood or the Emurim or the meat outside of the proper time, eat the meat out of the proper time. So then that's called chutz l'zmano, out of the proper time, and that renders the korban invalid. It doesn't matter if the person changes his mind, it doesn't matter if he never carries out his strange thought, the thought itself renders it invalid. By the way, the Bar Tanur learns, like the Rambam, that it's just a thought in your head. Rashi does learn that you have to speak it out. In any case, we'll go with the Bar Tanur here. I think of the halacha like Rambam. It's just in your head. So the difference, the one essential difference between those two things is that chutz l'zmano, thinking out to the proper time, is actually worse than chutz l'makomo. If a person thinks chutz l'zmano thoughts and everything else goes as it should, so that no other adulterating, no other thoughts that you don't mix up with that, so then not only is the offering invalid, it's possible, but also it's called pigle. And if a person would now eat from the meat of that offering, the penalty is karis, much more severe than if it's just generally pusil, which is also forbidden by Allah, but not karis, not divine excision or premature death, whatever karis means. So that's the scope of what's really happening for the rest of the perek. Here it says inside, Hashochet es hazevach, if a person slaughters any of the animal korbanos, and lizrok damo b'chutz, and he thinks he's going to throw the blood outside of the proper place, or even some of the blood in the wrong outside of the proper place, lahaktir es emurav, or to burn on the altar the parts that are burned, b'chutz, in the wrong place, omitzas emurav mebuchutz, or if he thinks even just some of the offering should be done b'chutz outside, or lechol b'saro b'chutz, he thinks he'll eat the meat of this offering in the wrong place, kazayas mebisar b'chutz, even one kazayas worth of the an olive's amount of the meat he'll eat outside the proper place. Oh, lechol kazayas me'or ha'alya b'chutz. Or if he thinks he's going to eat one olive's amount of the edible part of the meat directly beneath the skin of the alya, the fatty tail of a ram. I'll explain that case in a second. It's separate than the other ones. B'chutz, the rock, improper place. So then, pasul ve'ein bo karis. It's pasul. The offering now is invalidated. It can't be offered. It's all over. Ve'ein bo karis. Not only that, but if it's only pasul, meaning if someone eats from such an offering, he doesn't have the penalty of karis. This last case of the kazayas ma'or ha'aliyah is like this. If a person thinks he's going to eat with his mouth the emurim that belongs to the mizbeach, like the kidneys or the chalev, that's not an invalidating thought because it's eating with your human consumption of that emurim is not relevant. And similarly, if a person thinks he's going to be maktir, he's going to burn on the mizbeach parts are meant to be eaten, you know, of a whatever, the meat of a chatas or ashram or whatever it is. So then, again, it's not relevant because it has to be the thought about the wrong place or time which is applicable, like burning in that which is burned or eat that which is to be eaten. So, in addition to the usual amorim that all animals have, I mentioned this already before, if it's a ram, it has the tail, it's like this fatty tail, it's called the alya, also is part of the amorim, in addition to the diaphragm and the chalev and the yaseras hakavod, the part of the liver and the two kidneys. So the point is, if a person would think he's going to eat the fatty tail, that's not going to be an invalidating thought because the tail is not to be eaten, it's meant to be burned on the altar. However, the skin isn't getting burned, never, it's always flayed first, and just beneath the skin, like kind of on the inside of the animal, there's like some muscle, I guess, inside the tail, which actually is edible. So if a person thinks he's going to eat from the muscle of the tail, the meat of the tail that's part of the aliyah, since that's actually to be eaten, not to be burned, therefore that thought would be an invalidating thought, which would make like chutz lemakomo thoughts, running the carbon puzzle. Okay, now the other, now we're talking about chutz lizmano thoughts. So the Mishnah says further, lizrok damo lemachar, if he thinks he's going to apply the blood tomorrow, has to be done today, that's, so that's chutz lizmano, the wrong time. O mikta damo lemachar, he thinks even part of the blood will be offered in the wrong time. Lahaktir emurav lemachar, he thinks he's going to burn the sacrificial parts on the altar in the wrong time. O mikta emurav lemachar, or even he thinks he's going to do some of the Emurim in the wrong time, meaning after the deadline, which is going to be each of their own deadline. But tomorrow is definitely past the deadline for both the blood and the Emurim. Lechol b'sar l'machor, or kazayas b'sar l'machor, he thinks he's going to eat from the meat from the wrong time, or even when kazayas were the meat in the wrong time. Here, l'machar, tomorrow would actually not necessarily be the wrong time if you're talking about a shlamim, but anyways, it means whenever the wrong time is. Lechol kazayas m'or ha'ali l'machor, or similarly, if he has a mind to eat even one Allah's amount of the edible part of the tail that's not offered on the Mizbeach as Emurim. So then again, if he thinks the wrong time, in all those cases, pigle. That chutz lezmano, out of the proper time thought, renders it pigle. This word pigle here is an adjective. In other words, the verb is mifagel. He ruins it. But the korban therefore becomes pigle, ruined. I don't translate it better than that. I can't. It's a special term, meaning chutz lezmano thoughts. V'chayavan alav kares, and if one would eat now from that invalidated offering, which became invalid through a chutz lezmano thought, the piglet mefagel, the pigle thought, then the punishment is, if one eats intentionally from such meat, he suffers the penalty of kares, divine excision, or premature death, or lacking, not having children, rachman atzlan, exactly whatever kares is, it is.